Thank you so much. Welcome to the Cranbrook Eagles Boxing Club. You've got a few boxers with you. You probably know how they work and what some of our boxers have to do to get to the next level then, Coach.
Yes, you know, with the COVID, everything's been slow. So we brought up three of our guys to work with Bill's guys and get these guys just rolling again through this whole COVID thing, right? Hopefully we get back to normal and they can start competing. But in the meantime, it's the trips with the sparring that are going to make the difference.
Probably hard to find good competition when you're trying to get up to a better level, isn't it?
100%. Especially, like, I know they're a smaller town here, and we're from Vancouver Island, so you're going to have to travel. And we do travel. We do a lot of traveling down to California. And, you know, Bill, got a great club here, got good fighters. Our boys have fought before, so they're all familiar with each other. And so it just makes it easy to get that work in, because it is hard to find.
What's the commitment you ask from your boxers then? Because you can't be around them night and day. Do you pretty much want them to be training on their own?
Definitely, definitely. I try to get them to keep most of the conditioning, the running and whatnot on their own. There's only so many hours a day we can have in the gym. And I don't think I should, as a coach, I don't want to spend it trying to do their conditioning. You know, we'll do some conditioning, but I'd rather spend it on the technical. And I try to ask my fighters to do as much as their strength and cardio conditioning on their own time.
How is the sport looking across the country, British Columbia, if you want to break it down?
I think the last couple of years, BC's made a really good comeback. You know, it's starting to get big again. It was really fading away for a while. You know, we've still got a ways to go before we're anywhere near the States or even Quebec, but we're getting there.
It's numbers, though. It's population, too.
It's that as well. You know, but it is coaches like Bill and, you know, myself who are and a bunch of others who are willing to make the distance to make it happen and do the traveling for the kids.
How many fight cards do you try and get to every year?
You know, that's a hard one. When with all the fighters, probably a dozen, you know. With the younger guys, for me, it's not so important that they're fighting. It's more important that they're sparring, where we can develop them. You know, our young fighter here, Irish, he's got 11 fights. He's won the provincials twice, golden gloves, emerald gloves, stuff like that. He's coming along. But it's the trips to the States that are making him a better fighter, not the competition.
What are you doing when you're not coaching boxing?
I run a landscape company. Do landscape design and installation, yeah.
You boxed when you were younger?
I did. Started boxing when I was 16, off and on at a bunch of different gyms, and wasn't a very disciplined young man. So I know how quickly that the opportunity to box can leave, that if you want to do this sport, you have to be dedicated.